Let's go. And welcome to the Snitch and Lens podcast for a brand new week. Lindsay, my friend of 20 years, sits across me on the table once again. Lens man, how are you?
Hey, Michael, I think it's 22 years now, Michael.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
20 Get with the time.
It's just a rounder number, so I'm just rounding down now. Until it hits like 30 years, no one's going to care.
Actually, I think it might be 23 years.
23.
Because,
there we go.
Look, we're turning 29 this year.
Uh-huh.
We met when we were six.
Yep.
That's 23 years.
There it is. So I wasn't going to do the maths, but I'm glad you did.
It's been too long.
Yeah, yeah.
We could have had a child in that time.
Wait, if I'm so bad at maths that I can't figure this out, is it ever going to get to a point that we've been doing the podcast for more than half the time we've known each other? Does that work?
How long have we been doing the podcast?
Probably about 10 years now. I think it's pretty much bang on 10 years.
As long as we continue to do the podcast, the friendship will always be 13 years ahead.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
But
will it ever be hard? There's people out there that are good at maths that are just like, these guys are fucking stupid.
Okay.
It's a super simple way to figure that out.
Okay. If we're friends for another 23 years, which would be 46 years, right?
Uh-huh.
And we continue the podcast, yes, it will be over that because we'll continue. It will just be 13 years behind, so we'll do the podcast for 30 years.
Okay, cool. How long do we have to do a podcast for before we've been doing it for half the amount of time we've known each other?
I think forever.
Oh, so it never catches up, does it?
No, I think it does. I think we just have to do it for an extraordinary amount of time.
Oh, okay, right.
So hang on, I've got to write this down. I can't do maths in the head.
Coming back after the break, Lindsay's going to give us the answer to that question. Also, coming up on the podcast, I need to restart the music now because we've been talking about maths for too long. Lindsay, very big house news coming up.
That's right.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I've been sweating it. I'm like, what is it this week?
Yeah.
It's usually like...
There's always so much house news.
Lindsay, you're stuffing up here. Can you pick up your game?
Can you not fuck up as much?
Can you not walk around naked?
Exactly. Yep.
And cook greasy bacon?
Yeah, we've crossed those two bridges. One more to go. I've got a big announcement as well.
Ooh.
Plus, I've become obsessed with a show. I need to talk to you about it, Lens Man, because I've been talking to everyone about it.
You're never obsessed with a show.
I know.
What is it?
You'll have to wait and see, Lens Man. That's all coming up, plus the answer to Lindsay's question. Okay, we're back. Lindsay has got a pen and paper.
He's working on it.
Okay, we're going to figure out. So we've known each other for 23 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've done the podcast for
10 years.
Hey, when did we start? 05?
Yeah, well, we started broadcast together, so I just count it from then.
Okay, so 10 years. We've been doing 10 years.
Yeah,
okay.
10 years.
So that's always 13 years behind.
Right, yep.
Right? So you want to know at what point will this number... be half of this number.
That's correct.
Okay.
I mean, it's nearly there because 10 is nearly half of 23, right?
Yeah, it nearly is. But if we... But
you know what people love on podcasts? When people talk through the working of a maths problem.
Hang on. I don't think we'll ever get there because let's say we double this. So we double the amount of time we know each other, which is 46 years. And then we continue the podcast for another...
It'll never catch up, will it?
Okay. The thing is, it'll never catch up, but it will can. Oh, this is where I got confused.
Okay.
Okay, there's two ways of looking at it.
Right. Oh, God. We're getting a fucking calculus now, are we?
But,
all right.
Okay.
Right up the equation.
Half the amount of time we've known each other or half our lives. It will never double the amount of time we've known each other, but it can double the amount our age.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, not really, no.
So half of our lifetime
we
can spend doing the podcast.
Right, okay, sweet.
Okay.
So at the moment, obviously, it's not because I'm not 20, I'm 28.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was 20 right now, we'd be doing...
Okay, if you were 68,
that
means you're doing the podcast for 50 years.
Yeah.
That's more than half of your life.
Oh, that's a good point.
But I still got a 13-year age, like 13 years on that, so... I'm always going to be 60. 13 years, I'll be 60. I'll know you for 63 years.
Okay, cool.
Unless.
All right, unless. Okay.
Unless I die and you continue the podcast with someone else.
Oh, yeah. Which is definitely what I'm going to do.
Who assumes my identity.
Oh, they have to assume your identity.
Yeah, it has to assume my identity.
It can't just be like another person. It's got to be another Lindsay Price.
And then that will surpass. And then okay. Like, okay, we've broken the rule here. All right. But
technically. It doubled. Technically, guys. And it was worth killing Lindsay for, let's be honest.
So, hang on. Let's say if you kill me now.
Yeah.
Let's say tonight, after this podcast, you kill me.
I mean, ASAP, I'd prefer it to be.
And you just use old recordings of my voice for new podcast material. Okay, it'll be limited.
I'm a pretty good editor.
I could make it sound like it. I think you can get 13 years out of it.
Right on. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we've recorded plenty of
just
shit.
Just do it sparingly.
Mixing it around and stuff.
I think you only need to do it 13 years.
There you go.
And then it'll equal the amount.
Perfect. Well, that's the equal. It's not even half. It's equal the amount.
It's equal the amount.
Right, there we go.
There you go.
All we need to do is kill Lindsay and then use his voice in other podcasts. It's so simple, Linz.
Is there a way... Okay, let's just say this. Is there a way to hook up electrodes to my voice?
Yeah.
Right? And then you can hit certain... like, let's say you type into Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
And then it sends... and go print. And it sends signals. Okay,
and then
signals.
It sends it to your voice box and sends, you say it.
Yeah, and I say it. And I'm dead.
I don't think they've discovered that. For some reason, they haven't
like
wanted
Siri,
to...
Siri, but a real person.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like that should be the plot to Weekend at Bernie's 3, for sure.
It really should be.
Yeah.
It really, really should be. Like,
but I don't think there's been
why can't
any...
you just cut off my head when I'm dead?
Right, yeah.
And then just stick electrodes into me.
And then have you talking again. But I just love the idea of your mouth not even moving and your dead eyes in your face, but still hearing Lindsay being like, hey, snitch, how you going? It's just this dead head sitting there. No, like, your same intonation, same everything.
Well, done to the That'll podcast.
Be yep, I reckon that would be it. That would be, that
hey,
would be like,
happened?
That's when I think, all right, I think it's time to kill myself now that this has happened. I literally can't escape this dude. Linz, man.
Yo, man.
I'm very excited. We have some house news, okay? This is house talk.
House
We're into
talk,
it
yeah,
already.
Okay.
I hope you guys are getting used to this because now that Lindsay and I live together, I realize it's become like 80% of the podcast. But, Linz, man, this is very exciting news.
Okay.
We're going to make a purchase, Linz.
Oh, no.
I think you know what it is.
No.
Me and our other housemate, Pat, we got a talking the other day. We went for a stroll. It was a beautiful day. All right. We got down to the harbor here.
Yep.
Sat down at the harbor. Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous day.
It's a miracle view.
And I mentioned to Pat and I said, you know what, mate? Look at all those boats out there. Look at all those boats. People enjoying the day, just puttering around the harbour, finding little places and setting up shop on the beaches and stuff, doing cool stuff like that.
People setting up shops and boats.
Yeah, yeah.
Selling
whatever.
Like soft drinks and
hey, mate,
ice creams.
Wait, just wait until you hear my idea.
Okay, okay.
Then I said, Pat, man, why aren't we doing that? Why the hell aren't we doing that? And he looked at me with the wonder of a five-year-old and said, Snitch, it's a fucking good question. And I don't have the answer. And I said, I do, Pat. Let's buy a boat. We're going to buy a boat.
No.
We're going to buy a boat.
No.
We're going to buy a boat.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
Then you came back.
Rancho Relaxo is getting a boat.
Okay.
That's what's here. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to do the podcast live from a boat.
We're not.
Yep.
No.
Hell yeah, we are.
We can do a ferry. We can do a ferry.
No, I don't want to do a ferry. Doing our own boat. How mad would that be?
Like a dinghy.
Yeah. Gonna get a dinghy, man. We're gonna get a tinny.
It's a bad idea.
Why is it a bad idea?
None of us.
No, this is
have boat licenses.
Here we go. No, this is what happened. I came back to the house, right?
Okay, and I was pretty gung ho about this when I first started.
Had a blast, right? I was like, oh, this is amazing. And Linz was like, hold up, Snitch. I got your answer right here.
My auntie and uncle have a boat.
Yeah.
Perhaps we can purchase for them.
Because your parents sold it to them.
Yeah, my parents sold it to them, and maybe we could buy it back off them.
Yeah.
So we can get it cheap.
Yeah, get it real cheap. Didn't end up happening. That boat sank.
Set sail.
It sank. No, you sent me a message and you said the boat has set sail. And we got excited because we thought you'd got it.
No, that's not how the phrase works.
What do you mean?
When I say the boat has set sail,
yeah,
it's not sailing down towards us so we can use it.
Well, that's exactly what I thought it was doing.
The phrase is, it's set sail, it's gone.
No.
It's we've missed it. We've missed the boat.
No, me and
that's
Pat,
what I should have said. We've missed the boat.
Pat and I got super excited. We're like, I don't want to freak you out here, Pat, but I think if we get back this afternoon, there's going to be a boat out the front of the house. And Lindsay's going to have a little captain's hat on and she's going to be like, all aboard, boys. And we're going to sail off into the sunset. No, it did not happen.
No.
All right. So now, Lindsay, now, after that fell through, where we're going to get a cheap boat, suddenly not interested anymore.
No, you know what? Because then I was like, you know what? We should just rent a boat. We should just rent it just because we got the itch. Fair enough. We've all got the itch to be a captain. We all want to ride the seas.
You know, to be honest.
We want to board other ships and rob them.
I don't want to be a captain. I want one of you two to be a captain because I don't want that responsibility. I want to be hanging out in the back just chilling, man. You can drink on a boat if you're not the captain, right? Of course you can.
Why not?
Of course you can.
We will soon find out.
when
the water rats rock up and go, hey.
why is that guy had 16 beers in the back of your boat?
Why is that guy off his face? Yeah,
either that or like, where is the guy that was in the back of your boat about 15 minutes ago? Because I'll be drowned.
Just floating, face down on the water.
And you guys will be like, he went the way he wanted to go.
He's riding the wave.
Swallowed by the sea. Sleeping with the fishes. All snitchy. So now you're not interested though.
No, I'm just like, let's just cool down on the idea.
You can't, I need to describe to the listeners how excited Pat and I were. Okay, we'd had a few beers, I'm not going to lie. Okay. All right. We'd sat down on the shoreline, we'd watch boats going forth. We did a bit of research while we were down there. We scoped out some mooring locations where we could kind of moor the boat.
We can't moor the boat. Oh my God.
And we got up here and I was like bouncing off the walls. I was like, boat time. It's boat
Sydney
time.
Boat show, here we come.
Yeah, let's go to the boat show and buy one right now. Okay, so I'm going to be clear, though. What we're talking about here is just a tinny. We're talking about the bare minimum, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. I reckon it's doable.
I'm saying it's not. It's doable. The thing is.
In what?
In terms of dollar value.
Oh, here we are. Okay,
Let's crunch these numbers, boys. Oh. Crunch the numbers. I'm coming around here with a little visor.
This is your problem.
Taxation
Luke.
Thing. I'm like, okay.
This is why you don't have anything fun.
I'm like the accountant guy. I'm like, you guys come up with all these dreams. Oh. I'm like, whoa. Let's put a hold on that. Let's check the number, crunch the numbers. In terms of...
Crunch the numbers.
Okay,
then.
In terms of a fun dollar ratio.
Yep. A fun to dollar ratio.
So how much money you spend in terms of how much fun you get.
Right, yep.
I believe it's a bad sign. It's a bad ratio.
Fantastic investment.
No, it's a bad ratio. Tell you what.
For one thing, it lasts forever. For another thing, it's water. You can just ride around. It's not like a road. It's not going to fall apart.
No, the boat. The boat itself. Okay, hang on. We've got to buy the boat.
Yeah.
We've got to get a boat license.
Easy.
We got it.
Oh, we don't need a boat license. You don't need a boat license.
We did the research. Over 10 knots, we got to get a license.
Nah, just keep it slow and breezy, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, that thing will sink. We'll get swamped by waves if we're not going above 10 knots. Then secondly, we got to find somewhere to store it. You're not having the garage. Just keep my house.
Just more down there. We already
have to pay for those boys.
Nah, there's little locations down there. We figured it out. It's all good.
Oh, you're going to hide it in some shrub?
Yeah.
Is this the Navy SEALs where we just like drive our boat onto the beach, throw some leaves on it, and like it's camouflaged?
Mate, I've heard of a lot worse ideas than that. Like paying for it. God, you're ridiculous, man. That's ridiculous. That's what I'm telling you.
We don't have enough life. We don't have any life jackets. Oh, yeah. We broke one of our fishing rods.
Yeah, well, that was my fault.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay.
I tried to replace it, but apparently irreplaceable.
It is irreplaceable. You can't replace the handle.
Yep.
Just broke right off.
I'm still not seeing too many. I'm seeing a lot of pros, not many cons so far.
Okay, well, hang on. What about if we get one?
Mm-hmm.
Can we put a slightly bigger motor on it and do the old water donuts? What are they called?
What the hell are water donuts?
Where you drag the donut behind the water in the boat.
You want to go fucking water skiing with this boat?
Why not?
No, mate. We're not. No. See, you've got better. You want this like zooped up fucking power boat. All me and Bat want to do is just putter around the harbour and just kind of chill, go check out some beaches,
drink some beers. You know what you need? You've seen the old putt-putt boats where they put the candle in and they putt around the old
bathtub.
You
need a big version of one of them.
You need one of those. Just like
either
a whole heap of coal, throw it under, it's like and putts away.
Man, if I could buy one of them, I would. I fucking would, mate. Or it'll be cheap. The coal's going cheap as these days.
Yeah, sure. Go down to Bunnings, you get like 30 kilograms a dollar.
Oh, boom.
There we go.
There it is, mate. Oh, we should be investing in one of them. And
we should be manufacturing putt-putt boats on a human life size.
And I've got to say, there's certainly nothing wrong with having an open fire on a boat in the middle of summer in Australia. Fantastic idea.
Cruise through the harbour.
Best idea I've ever had.
Snitch, mate.
Lens.
For the last few weeks, I've been working very hard.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because in the last podcast, you mentioned that you've been sleeping basically every day you got home.
I did that yesterday. I was always pretty tired. I was
okay,
like,
so you're lying,
take a nap
then.
Before the podcast.
So it's all lies. Okay, cool. Just as long as we preface this with the fact that you're lying, let's keep going.
I've been working hard at my fine motor skills.
Okay.
You know what those are?
You're becoming a dentist, are you?
Kind of.
Are you going to do your own dental work? Don't
oh,
tell
man,
me.
I wish. I've got this tooth that's hanging out the side that's going into my jaw. Like, yeah. I mean, into my gums. It's hurting like hell.
Oh, man. You know, yeah, you know what you should do about that, man? Oh. Go to a fucking dentist, Linz.
They're expensive, Michael.
No, no, no. You're waiting for me to crack and be like, yes, my girlfriend will do your dental work for free.
Why not?
Mates rates.
Come on.
All right.
That's the reason I don't understand why we're mates. We've been mates for 22 years. Oh. And you're like, yeah, my girlfriend, she's a dentist.
Well, she's not a dentist. She's a dental student. So
yeah, but
technically,
like, well, therefore
she
needs patients to practice on.
Well, you can go be a patient, but you have to go sign up the hospital. And then they'll get to you eventually because there's a waiting list for cheap dental work. As there should be, because it's cheap and done by students.
There we go. Can I get her?
I don't know if you can specify who you get. You just get whoever.
I would
you
like
might get her. You might get someone else.
Mrs. X.
Mrs. X. Who knows? Who knows, Linz? So you've got your fine motor skills. You're becoming a dentist.
Well, no. I'm not becoming a dentist. I have been practicing and mastering. Do you know the old arcade games of shooting games?
You mean like Time Crisis?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have mastered those skills.
You've mastered Time Crisis.
I've spent so many dollars going to Time Crisis and Point Blank that I now had all the high scores on the machine at Macquarie Uni.
Are you for real? Wait, what are you going to Macquarie Uni for?
Because it's I tracked it down all over Sydney. I called up all the time zones.
Hold on a second. No. This is too... Hold on. Hold on a second. You're a fully employed teacher in Western Sydney... But you're traveling to Macquarie to play Time Crisis at a university.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I did an investigation.
That sounds crazy.
I carried out an investigation. I called all the time zones in Sydney.
Okay, right.
Went, hey, what Time Crisis do you have? He goes, we have number four. I'm like, I don't like number four. Do you have number
two? Wait, who did you call?
Time Zone.
You called Time Zone.
I called Time Zone headquarters.
Cool. At any point, did they ask how old you were? Because that feel like that'd be the first question when I got a grown man on the phone asking about Time Crisis.
No, they're just like, whatever. Like, they'll cool it. They'll cool, fine. Cool. They'll fine.
They're like, whatever, hung up the phone, then wrote down your number, and now you're on a list. Congratulations.
I'm on the Time Zone blacklist.
So they don't need your number because you're on the fucking high scores of every single one in Sydney, apparently.
They know who I am. Yeah. I'm AAA.
Wait, okay, so you travel to Macquarie Uni, which is nowhere near your school.
Yeah.
Nowhere near. That's like,
and now,
like an hour and a half.
Okay, no, it's not that far. It's not that far. I had to stop off the M2 on the way home. It's okay.
Okay, all right.
So 2 days ago, and just happened to be near Macquarie Uni and was on a date.
Right.
And I was like...
No, you didn't show her. You didn't. Don't. You
didn't. I said, do you like this game? Time Crisis 2. She's like, oh, yeah, I'll give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
Dominated. I was like, you know what? This is going to show my premium skills.
Wow.
This is gonna bring out the goods. This is going to show how much fine motor skills I have just in a virtual world. I think this is a killer currency.
So I think
I can win her over with my Time Crisis abilities.
Okay, well, let's two problems here, Linz, man.
Okay,
first problem is... When you're playing a game with a girl, especially a girl that you are interested in, you always let her win.
But it's Time Crisis.
No.
It's a crisis in time.
Bar none, Lindsay. You always let her win. And the second thing is, why the hell did you think she would be impressed by you winning Time Crisis anyway? Why?
Because I was so impressed with my skills. I'm like, wow, I'm really good at this now.
For a second there, I thought you were going to be super cheap and not even buy a game and just walk past it and be like, hey, see all those high scores? Me. It's me. And then she dead set would have just walked away from you at that very point in
time. Well, funny that you mentioned that. I was running out of dollar coins to continue. Like,
you made her pay. Oh, you made her
pay. I was like, have you got any dollar coins? Quick.
Oh my God.
You've got 20 seconds to put the dollar in. Put it in. We can continue. We can continue with the storyline. Let's do it.
You put the pressure on. It was a time crisis, except happening outside the machine with the fact that you had no money. Okay. Hey, Lindsay, this actually reminds me of another date that you went on.
Oh, well, did you do?
Can we?
Let's delve into history, Michael. Let's go to like.
This is dead set going to be.
Let's go 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Seven long years.
Yeah, all right. I know making it long ago makes it seem better, but it's still terrible. Okay.
I don't think I've changed at all.
I don't think you have. It doesn't sound like you have. You went on a date with a girl, and you need to correct me if I'm wrong on all of these points. Okay.
Okay.
Went on a date with a girl. You went and got dinner or lunch? Lunch.
Okay, okay. Whoa. Let me slow this down.
Okay, sorry. No, you tell the story.
The story is I was at your 21st the night before.
Oh, right. Okay.
I got dropped off by my mum because I hurt my knee. We had quite a few drinks that night at your 21st.
That's true,
good time. Woke up, realized I had a date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you forgot about it first off. Oh, this is off to a great start.
Oh, no.
I didn't even realize that that was part of it, but all right, cool. Continue, Lens.
Realized I had a date.
Yeah.
Got some girl to drop me off.
So you got a random person to drop you off at the date?
Yeah, she was heading home. I'm like, hey, do you mind if you just drop me off here? Sweet. Thanks, Eves.
Right.
Rocked up to the date. Realized I ordered food. Yeah. She ordered food. Realized I didn't have my wallet.
Oh, classic.
I'm like,
classic Lens.
Can you pay and can you drop me off home? And I'm pretty hungover.
Oh, so you first off forgot about the date, rocked up without your wallet, made her pay.
Hungover, rocked up hungover. Without my wallet.
Yep. And then made her drop you home.
Yeah.
Did she live near you?
No.
Oh.
She lived half an hour away.
Oh, mate.
So,
I just, every time I hear that, it just hurts me inside that I even know you.
Man, I'm one of a kind, man.
You are. You are certainly a catch. I'll give you that, Lens. I mean, he goes to dates, doesn't pay for him, makes you drop him home. And then when you get home, you realize he's got a time crisis machine there, which he then beats you at and then makes you pay for that as well. Lens, man.
Yeah, man.
You're at lunch today.
Okay.
Trying some delicious fried chicken.
Yeah.
Delicious stuff.
Love it.
And I asked you a question, apropos of nothing. Lens, man, if you could have a job where the money didn't matter, so not like the most high-paying job in the world.
All my finances are set up.
You are set.
I got money coming in.
Yeah.
I'm a millionaire. I got a mansion.
Yeah.
Got what cheeky babes.
Well, that doesn't come with a job.
No,
that's not a guarantee. Anyway.
No, it doesn't really. You get that defines character, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, you need character for that, Lens.
Yeah, don't have any of that.
Lens, man, I said, what is your dream job? What would you have?
And I thought about it for a good 2 minutes.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, you sat there like with the chicken half hanging out of your mouth. You just stopped dead in your tracks and suddenly you said, I want to be a newsreader.
Yeah, I know.
Would want to be a newsreader.
Newsreader.
And I was like, man, I've never heard you had any interest in news in general.
I am very interested in news.
Being like an actual newsreader.
Northeast, Southwest, I'm down for that stuff, man.
Northeast, Southwest, what does that mean?
That's what news stands for. North, East, West, and South. There we go.
Does it?
Yeah, man.
Does it actually?
You didn't know that.
No.
News stands for like all over the world.
North, East, West,
What's
South.
Happening around the world? North, East, West, and South.
Is that really what it means?
That's what news stands for. See, Irie, I know.
I don't believe you.
Stand back, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at this up right now.
It does.
I don't think it does.
It does. North, East, West, and South.
Okay.
News.
The word news has been claimed to be an acronym of the four cardinal directions, North, East, West, and South.
There we go, mate.
I can't believe that. That is amazing. Oh, wait. List of common false etymologies of English words. So it doesn't actually mean that.
Why can't it mean that?
I should have read the actual web address.
No.
Here we go. Oh, this is fantastic. I'm looking for news in here. I will find it eventually. But anyway, on the topic of that, there we go. It has been claimed to be the acronym of the four cardinal directions, North, East, West, and South. However, old spellings of the word varied wildly. New Z, New Wis, Nevis, News, Newies. Yeah, all of this stuff, and it had U's and all sorts of shit in it.
Well, I'm going to be a newies reader.
And
there we go.
There's an identical term that exists in French called les nouvelles, which translates as a plural of the new. The word news is a plural form of new, which is exactly what you said it wasn't. Amazing.
Mate,
I'm loving this podcast.
Doesn't matter.
Already.
Doesn't matter.
So apart from the fact you don't know what the word means, why do you want to be a news reader?
Well, I just think it's important for people to know what's going on in the world.
I feel like you're kind of falling out of this now. You go like, maybe I shouldn't be there.
Maybe Snitch is right.
Got some interesting news for you. Now,
I'm the news guy. Lay it on me.
The news guy,
I can report on it.
News is still coming, by the way.
Okay.
It still will be coming. I've got an announcement to make. So I
You're moving out. You're getting married. You're gay.
No. None of those things. Okay. Last year, I got glasses, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got proper looking through glasses, right?
And I wasn't happy about it.
Yeah, you weren't happy because you've got very similar glasses.
Yeah, which I've had for a long time. I've had this style.
But in my defense, it's a very common style. Okay. It's not like I've got like Dame Edna Everage glasses with big frills on them or anything. They're just normal glasses.
Why couldn't you get something like that?
Yeah, well, I could have. Okay, but then I would also have to tell you that I'm gay as well. Because clearly, like, no one's wearing them if they're not. But, Linsman, I also have another confession. Say that I did maybe copy your style with that. It's going to be pretty hard for me to deny that I'm not copying your style now, because I'm getting braces.
The old brace face. Yeah.
You see, the only problem is I'm stealing your style from about 15 years ago, which is when you originally got your braces,
I had braces for ages.
Right?
Oh, nearly 3 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
A long time. I didn't wear the rubber bands. That's why.
That'll do it.
Yeah, you got to put those bad boys on. And I was just like, nah, they'll be fine. So, 3 years later.
So I get to 28, and apparently now, if I want to stop this this old tooth from coming forward, need to get the old brace face going.
So let me get this straight.
I'm coming to you right now for some empathy and for some advice. Oh,
none given.
None given. No, why not?
Because you know what's going to be? You're going to have the big, thick glasses on. The braces are going to talk. You're going to talk like, hey, guys. You have a lot of saliva in that mouth. And it's just going to be hilarious. Yeah. You're going to have like overly big feet or like size shoes or something, and you're going to look like a clown, and we're all going to make fun of you behind your back.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, here comes Snitch.
I'm basically turning into Poindexter at a very late age in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm becoming a late nerd.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a good look.
Like,
I'm going to say, lucky you've got a girlfriend that you've been, like, a long relationship. Otherwise, you'd be written off.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be written off for a good 2-3 years.
I've been written off most of my life. I think I'm coming good now. You better put that ring on
the finger. I'm locking it down.
Because she's out of there.
Once I get the braces, I'm going to just, like, intertwine the ring into the braces. And when I smile, she's going to be like, hey!
I'm going to get that ring one day, so it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's what you got to do, mate. You got to come up with some plan. Okay, this is what it's going to be. This is Lindsay's prediction.
What?
It's either going to be the worst thing ever.
Uh-huh.
Or...
Well, that's good. That's one of the options. Like, good to know.
You got to cry yourself to sleep every night.
Sure, yep.
Or it's going to be a smash hit.
Wait, should I just own it, right?
I think...
I go out there and it becomes the new trend.
No,
People start getting braces left, right, and center. Suddenly snitches the talk about town.
Yeah, I think... Everyone's like, hey, we're going out for drinks. Snitch is going to be there. Snitch, the guy with the braces. You betcha.
You betcha.
And I was like, brace face is going to be there.
Brace face, party starter, Snitch.
I think.
Hell yeah.
I think you need to like work the colour somewhere.
Yeah.
Really, you know you can't drink anymore.
What do you mean I can't drink?
Well, everyone who gets braces under the age of 18.
Oh, you mean because they're going to card me when I go get a drink?
Yeah, mate.
They're not going to believe
it. It's like, whoa, slow down.
They're suddenly going to turn
braces
back
time. Braces? Yeah. Are you going to say like, get out my grills all the time? You're going to say something like that.
I'm
going to
be saying that when I'm eating chicken, because that's what's going to be getting stuck in them.
Bread, apples, you name it.
Oh, it's all going to get stuck in there, isn't it?
Yeah, mate.
I'll need all of the methods that you have used in your time that you had braces. I'm going to need them all.
No, you don't want any of mine. I was super lazy.
Oh, really?
That's why I had them for 3 years. I was meant to have them for 2.
Is that why your teeth are so bad now?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
Linz.
Yeah, mate.
When was the last time you were obsessed with a TV show?
I think around August or September. Yeah.
Mm. What was it?
Oh, okay.
A little bit more information, okay, if you please.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I think it was Attack on Titan.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, that was good.
It's an anime, right?
Oh, man, that was a good anime.
Good anime.
Just smashed through that.
Lindsay, at the moment, I am obsessed with the TV show. Oh, I was, because I finished it already. Managed to do it within the space of a classic?
It's an old one or brand new?
Not a classic. It's definitely brand new. And everyone, I know it's one of those stupid things. It's like Game of Thrones or Orange is the New Black. It's one of those TV shows.
Yeah,
everyone's talking about it. Making a Murderer.
I've heard whispers.
The Netflix documentary, man. I am absolutely 100% obsessed with this now.
Oh, really?
I'm just seeing it everywhere now. Like, that's all I'm thinking about is just thinking about defense, you know. What's something I could put in there that might just change the judge's mind or the jury's mind?
So you're going to write to the plaintiff and go, hey.
That's it. I'm going to write to the guy, Mr. Avery, and be like, mate, I know your lawyers haven't done you quite as well. I want to step in, okay? I don't have a formal degree, I have the passion, okay? I have seen your documentary, and that's a lot.
I watched The Castle one time. I think I got the gist.
Exactly, yep.
And I think I can do this.
Look, I'm fairly well versed in Australian law. I know American law is completely different. I don't see any problem with that.
No, okay? We're all human beings at the end of the day.
No issues, all right? I'm going to get you out of jail, and if that doesn't work, I'm going to try and break you out.
If that doesn't work,
I'm going to break you out Chapo style.
I'm going to get that Monopoly card, the get out of jail free card, and give it to the judge. Maybe that will work.
Excuse me, but I know I've lost the trial, and badly, but I think you'll see I've got a little bit of a card here.
This Monopoly card grants one get out of jail free.
Can I just pull up around the back and pick up Mr. Avery, and we'll be good to go?
Where are we going? He's like,
sweet.
I wonder, has that been done?
I don't think anyone's been stupid enough to do it, but if you want to put yourself out there, Lensman, I'd absolutely
commit a crime and just use the car.
Head on down to Downing Street. I reckon, you'd be bang up for giving that a go. That'd be great.
Let's do it.
Yeah, just do it in someone's trial you don't even know. Just rock up in there and just give them a get out of jail free card.
It's like, I would like to get this man out of jail.
Yeah, thank you.
What was he done?
Rape and murder.
Rape and murder.
Oh, okay.
He can pay the fine of $50.
We feel like that's enough.
Yeah.
He's done his time.
Yeah, that'll do.
But I'm absolutely obsessed with this now. But I'm starting to see things everywhere now.
Okay.
Like, all I want now is someone around me to have some kind of conspiracy around them, and I reckon I'd be able to figure it all out. Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean?
But the thing is, you know, if for people that haven't seen it, which I'm sure is a lot of people, it's from a case about 10 years ago. So it's quite a while in the past.
Okay.
This guy's been in jail for 10 years now. So I'm starting to think back, like, what do we do? Is there some kind of cold case that we can crack open? And I thought, Lens.
We're not opening the Shannon Noel Guy Sebastian case, are we? He was robbed.
Like, you know, I kind of want it. I mean, this should be making...
I feel...
making an Australian Idol.
It was rigged.
No, I don't want to talk about fat dudes and their dicks.
I want to talk about fat dudes and dicks. How do they know? How do they know where it is? I want to know. Yeah, I get, like, we're just saying off mic.
Yeah.
You can scratch your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. You know where it is.
Yeah, yeah. So this is one of the points I was trying to make, is that getting itchy butt, I know where to scratch.
Yeah,
I can't
enough.
See
yeah.
it, but I know where it is because it's
all
on
know
my
that.
Body.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lindsay was saying that how to, like, super fat dudes.
Like,
know
beard
where,
dudes.
Like, massive dudes know where their willy is. Like,
yeah, when they go to the bathroom.
How do you know which way to point it?
How do you
get to it?
Well, I'm sure that...
Do you reckon there's dudes that are that fat that actually can't reach their hands around their body?
Oh, there has to be.
There would have to be, right?
Like a Jabba the Hutt kind of fellow.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's just...
He's just...
I can't reach it.
Yeah.
Someone has to do it for me.
Is it that, or is he just like, it's just going to be a mess after this, and I'm just going to have to deal with that?
Do you reckon he just like waddles around and there's just like puddles underneath him?
No, I'm not just saying he just lets it flow whenever he wants.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that like he goes to the bathroom and he's just like, well, I hope it's going in the general direction.
Well, what about that guy who was in hospital who was super fat?
Yeah.
Ordered pizza.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
What, man, a champion. What?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Man, like if you go in a hospital, a lot of the times they make you fast when you go in a hospital. And I'll tell you what, I've been in hospital about twice in my life.
Yeah.
And I reckon both times I've thought about ordering pizza from there. But the food is terrible, let's be fair. Like, everyone jokes about how bad it is. It is genuinely pretty terrible food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon when I get into a retirement home, it's going to be that easy to order pizza that I'm going to be doing it nonstop. They're not going to be able to stop me either. You just try.
No,
you just
try. I'm like, no, this man has had enough pizza.
Mate, we've been through this before. You're going to be dead by the time I'm in a retirement home, okay? You said it yourself.
No, seriously, I don't think I'm going to live that long.
Yeah, I know. We've been through this list.
Like,
you're going to die young.
But even now looking at my dad. Well, your dad versus my dad. Your dad's got 10 years on my dad. My dad looks way older. I'm like, what? Damn it, jeans. Damn it.
Oh, I know. It's the working class English jeans right
it
there.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Just climbing up roofs nonstop.
Ugh,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, that's just how jeans work, my
That's
friend.
How it rolls, man. Yeah. Some of us get long lives and some of us get short lives.
I just get to lay around and I don't put on a pound. That's how I do.
Some of us die early.
I don't know how the hell we got on this subject. We went from fat dudes and their dicks straight onto
just let it flow.
How long we're going to live. But, Linz, to answer your question.
Okay.
I think that when you are a human being, you have a certain reference to know where things are on your body. So if a fat dude is going to go to the bathroom, I reckon that he just kind of instinctively knows which direction it's pointing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, to get to the bottom of it.
Okay. But what about a guy who can't reach it?
But like I said, that's just...
Someone's just going to...
You've just got to hope for the best.
Does someone like... Do they have... Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
What's the bedpan? That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you reckon they have like a massive bedpan for super fat people?
I reckon they'd have to.
Who designs that?
I don't know.
Because there's been an engineer like, all right, we have to design this bedpan for obese people in hospitals.
Like you
we have to go around and measure people's asses to like get the scale right. There's a thing. There's got to be someone's job. Someone has been said, I got this job for you. And I'm like, yeah, hit me up. I'm unemployed. I'm an unemployed engineer. I need any job I can get at the moment. And it's like, it pays well. I'm like, yeah. Even better. I've got to pay this tuition fee. What is it? You got to design a bedpan. No problem.
Oh,
bedpan. I got
piss
this.
Easy. Piss easy.
I'm just going to steal one from the local hospital, measure it up. It's going to get a lot bigger than that. You need a bedpan.
Yeah, you're going to need to pop down the old Bunnings and...
buy a bathtub and maneuver it somehow.
I don't know. I reckon it could get bigger than that, though. I reckon there's fat people that are too fat to fit in a bathtub. You're going to want to go
like
a water tank size.
No. Can we look this up?
I don't want to look it up.
Because...
I'm telling you now, you're looking this up on your computer in your own time.
Oh, no. They started tracking the internet. I can't look that stuff up anymore.
Oh,
the government will know me. Who is this guy?
You can only look say that you're looking it up on a podcast. That's all you can do. You've been listening to the Snitch and Lynch podcast for a very hot week here in Sydney.
It's pretty hot. I'm sweating on this leather. What is it? A piano stool?
Yeah, sitting on a piano stool. This
and
is
it's leathery
the
sweat.
Setup of the apartment. Switched it around. Discovered that our TV apparently gets better reception on the other side because the other side of the room is actually plugged into an aerial as opposed to one side.
My anger knows no end when it comes to that.
So the story is very, very briefly. We had the TV set up on one side of the room. We never got good reception here.
Never.
We just thought it was a crap building because it's a very old building that we live in. We just thought, we're just not going to get it. Turns out that the thing that's plugged into the wall isn't connected to anything.
It's just connected to gyp rock.
It's just connected straight
like, good luck, boys.
Straight into the ground.
It's an April Fool's joke that we've been played on for like 2.5 years.
Exactly. Switch around the living room. It's on the other side now, which actually has... like a proper connection
we
that's
have
connected
66
to something.
66 digital channels.
Guys.
And we've gone from one, which was kind of blurry, which is ABC 24.
Which is the 24-hour news service here in Sydney.
And now we have everything.
Yeah, we've
clear.
Got... I'm pretty sure we can pick up Foxtel on it now. We don't even pay for it.
We
get Netflix, we get everything.
We're 15
man.
Stories
we
up.
We get Michael. Playboy
we're,
Channel.
Well, this is just one giant era. We're at the tip.
Yeah, exactly. So it was very weird that we weren't getting reception before, right?
Yeah, it is.
Because purely we were getting reception... where they're not plugged into anything. Like, it was just picking it up through the TV.
I don't know how. Like, I've only been living here for 10 months, and it's driven me insane. But now, I don't know how you guys... I don't know. Like, our Pat, our roommate, has been living here for nearly... just over 3 years.
Yeah.
And this has been a recent discovery.
To be fair, Pat only watches ABC 24.
That's true.
Yeah.
But...
I don't understand. No one understands it.
But it's just...
now we do.
I don't know. I have no words.
Anyway, we're out of words. And that's it for the podcast. Like we like to say every week, Lens.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.
Gramophone. Music. We make the hits.
Fucking hell.